This is a Kim Monson National News Briefing. 1.9 million Texans vote to prohibit Sharia law on primary ballot. Texas Republican primary voters approved an advisory measure declaring the state should prohibit Sharia law by a margin of roughly 95% to 5%. Frank Gaffney discussed the result on The Kim Monson Show. AUST in Texas, more than 1.9 million Texas Republican primary voters approved an advisory proposition on March 3, 2026, declaring that the state should prohibit Sharia law. Proposition 10, which read, "Texas should prohibit Sharia law," passed by a wide margin. According to unofficial results reported by Texas Scorecard, the measure drew 1,903,489 yes votes, 94.81%, and 104,290 no votes, 5.19%. The proposition was one of 10 advisory measures the Republican Party of Texas placed on its 2026 primary ballot to gauge grassroots priorities ahead of the 2027 legislative session. Advisory propositions do not create law. They function as a public opinion gauge that activists and lawmakers use to shape the party platform and legislative priorities. Texas parties have long used primary ballot propositions to measure where their voters stand on policy questions. The 2026 Republican ballot carried 10 such measures. The questions carry no legal force, but elected representatives reference them when setting priorities at the party's biennial convention and in the legislature. Governor Greg Abbott promoted the anti-Sharia measure. Texas Scorecard reported that Abbott said he has signed a law that bans Sharia law in the state of Texas and intends to make the prohibition more crystal clear and more expansive in the next session. National security analyst Frank Gaffney discussed the vote on The Kim Monson Show, where he described traveling to Dallas to help pass the measure. Gaffney said on the show, "I was here for the purpose of trying to help get approval of Proposition 10 that was on the Republican primary ballot. And do you know that 1.9 million Texans voted yes to that proposition?" Gaffney argued that Sharia is a political and legal system rather than a religious practice, and he characterized it as incompatible with the United States Constitution. He pointed to Article 6, which establishes the Constitution as the supreme law of the land, and he described Sharia as a strategy for war. He framed a Texas result as a sign of broader public sentiment. "That's what I think we will find across America," he said. Gaffney founded the Center for Security Policy, CSP, in 1988, building it as a home for national security practitioners in the tradition of President Ronald Reagan's peace through strength philosophy. He departed CSP in September 2024 and now serves as president of the Institute for the American Future. Gaffney tied the Texas result to his Ban Sharia campaign, an advocacy effort that backed Proposition 10. The campaign opposes what it calls the political, military, and legal system known as Sharia, which it argues is incompatible with the Constitution. It runs a candidate Sharia Free Pledge and a Save Texas, Save America volunteer effort. The campaign's own materials report the same figures from the March vote, stating that by a 95-5 margin, 1.9 million Republican primary voters supported prohibiting Sharia law in Texas. The Texas result stands as one data point in a broader debate. The 2026 Republican ballot's full slate of 10 advisory measures reflected the priorities party activists hope to carry into the convention and the coming legislative session. And now, Kim's perspective. When 1.9 million Texans take the time to vote on a single advisory question, they are telling us something important. The great American idea rests on one constitution, one supreme law of the land, applied equally to every citizen. A competing legal system cannot coexist with that idea, and Texans said so clearly. "I have long believed that when people understand what is actually at stake, they pay attention and they respond. This vote is what an informed and engaged citizenry looks like, and it is worth watching whether other states follow." For the full article with sources and links, visit kimmonson.com. This has been a Kim Monson National News Briefing.